Season 3 of Fortnite Festivals is bringing Billie Eilish to the main stage. There's going to be one skin available out the gate. However, Epic Games has talked about bringing more skins as the season goes on. Another huge part of this update is that they are going to be allowing or bringing in, I should say, support for guitar controls. I think that's the only way to play those games personally. I think I still have my Wii guitar. I don't know if that would work or not, but that's huge. I know that there's going to be a separation between people that are using like the game pads and the guitars in terms of leaderboards and stuff like that, so that will at least keep things fair. But there's all kinds of new stuff that's going to be coming with this new season, so make sure you go and check it out. We're getting close to the finale of the Light and Dark saga. We got another trailer drop that gives us a little more in-depth information in terms of the environment and the traversal of the Pale Heart, otherwise known as the Traveler. I'm pumped, and we've got this great Cade dialogue throughout. We saw some really interesting details and visuals, things with prismatic. So this got me even more hyped for the final shape. Again, this is going to be the conclusion of this long saga over the last 10 years. I already know I'm going to be bawling my eyes out. I am ready for it. I have the game. I will be putting out a review as well as a hopefully special interview with somebody too on top of that. But if you haven't had a chance, you play Destiny 2, you got to check out this trailer. It's freaking amazing. And 7 Days to Die is finally coming out of early access after 10 years. It is set to hit the 1.0 version, the official version, here in July. I know that there's a sale right now as well. You can get the game for super cheap. So if it's a game, it's a survival zombie game. So it's definitely right up my alley. I never actually played it, even though I think I may even have the game. I've never actually gone in and checked it out. But look right now. Now will be the time if it's something that you plan on getting. I would do it now where it's super discounted and cheap and you'll be able to go in. Although I did see something, I believe, that said console buyers may have to repurchase the game, which would be an absolute shame. So just in case, you may want to get it on PC. But 7 Days to Die. It is officially coming out after 10 years here in July. That'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can subscribe over on YouTube. And of course, you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing evening. We'll see you tomorrow.